Okay, Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing on with the bracha of Atachonin L'Adam Da'as. And I saw an amazing question raised by Rav Ezra Bick from the Gush. On the Gush's website, they have a whole set of essays on tefillah, on the Shemoneh Esrei. And he says that really the bracha of Atachonin is incongruous. It does not fit with the rest of the bakashos in Shemoneh Esrei. Every bakash in Shemoneh Esrei begins the following way. It begins first with a request. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Mechal lanu avinu ki fashanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need mechila, we need absorption, we need forgiveness from you. And then shevach. Then you praise Hashem. Why are we asking you? Ki mochel visoleach ata. You are the one that gives. It's in your hand to forgive us. Baruch Ata Hashem, etc. So that's every bracha is the same blueprint. It's the same way. A request, a statement, a bakasha, and then the bracha. Atachonin is not like that, Rebbe points out. It is the opposite way. It is atachonin l'adam das, a statement, and then goes into a bakasha, chaneinu mitcha, or v'chaneinu mitcha, de'avinaskel, Hashem, we need the wisdom. Bracha d'Hashem, chonin hadas. So why is it the opposite way? Why is it that way? It's a very good kasha. So why is it that way? So I want to suggest maybe one answer, but again, you have to go into another question. So yesterday we discussed why is Atachonin the first of the Bakashos. Also, another question that's raised here is why is Havdalah mentioned in Atachonin right here? So there's really a few different answers to this question. First of all, the Taz points out something very, very cute, very, very nice, that Bina is an acronym for the four parts to Havdalah. Besamim Yayin Ner Havdalah. We're asking for Bina. So it's a reference, it's a hint, it's a wink to the Havdalah that's mentioned there. Bina, Besamim Yayin Ner Havdalah. But there's really three different approaches in the Rishonim and Achronim as to why this Atachonin Tanu Havdalah is mentioned right here. The Ra'an Mesechus Brachos says this very simply, it's the first of the Bakashos. Zerizim Akdim the Mitzvos, do it right away. We don't mess with the first three Brachos, but after the first three Brachos, we do insert, and so you do it right away. Now, with the Mishnah Brura, both in the Mishnah Brura itself and then the Shaar Tzion, makes two different nekudos here, two different points. Number one is he writes that you need Havdalah requires discerning. That ability to be Mavdil, to separate, requires Chachma. Part of chachma, part of the ability to have intellect and to think and have wisdom, is to discern one thing from another. So it's specifically here because it's thematic. It fits with the theme of Atachonin, so it fits perfectly into this bracha of Atachonin Tanu. Havdalah fits perfectly into that. That is one approach. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes in the Shaar Tzion, the footnotes in the Mishnah Berurah, a second approach. I believe he quotes the Yerushalmi, where he writes that we're not allowed to ask personal requests, personal, definitely physical requests, maybe even spiritual requests, on Shabbos. We can't do that. So before we get into our physical request, before we begin asking for things, we have to make a dollar and announce it, to make a declaration. Shabbos is over. Now you can ask for Chachma. Based on this, Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out in Isha Yisrael, it's quoted in 36, 252, he points out that if one missed Atachonin Tanu, one just missed it in Shemoneh Esrei, they can't ask. They could say the formal part of davening, but they can't even add personal request to their personal tefillah. So we see here two reasons in the Mishnah Berurah. Reason number one is Havdalah requires discerning, which is Chachma, so it's thematic. Second is you can't have personal requests before Havdalah is made. So the Vilna Gaon, based on this, answers our first question. Why is the bracha of Atachonin incongruous with the rest of the bakashos? Why does it first begin with a shevach, praising Hashem, and then moves into a bakasha? Because that's how it needs to be on Motzei Shabbos. If it began, it can't begin with the bakasha, because on Motzei Shabbos, you can't say, chaneinu mitcha de'abinu askel, if you didn't make Havdalah yet. So first you say Atachonin l'adam das. He says really both reasons are correct. We thank Hashem. We recognize Hashem is the one that gives us Chachma. He gives us das. He gives us, right? Then what do? Havdalah, boom. Atachonin Tanu, right there. Thematic. That is reason number one in the Mishnah Berurah. And then after we made Havdalah, Shabbos is over. Now we can ask for something. So there, everybody agrees. Vicha neinu mitra de'abino. Scalding the Vilna Gaon says it's glatt. It's perfect. It fits so nicely. It's an amazing, sharp point the Vilna Gaon. Why this would be in a different order, and once it's different from Mosi Shabbos, it would be different the rest of the week. Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss the Atochon and Tanu, other areas of Atochon and Tanu that come out and play itself out on Mosi Shabbos Kol Tov.